Mike, what's the biggest challenge for you just on the short turnaround?
Biggest challenge for this, on a short turnaround for Thursday night football, frankly, is the health of the team. I've always felt that was the biggest challenge because, you know, particularly when you have, you know, a player that may have an injury that he could get himself back in 7 days as opposed to four or five. So I think that's the biggest challenge.
In that regard, do you have any hope for Corey Lindsley, or do you think it's going
to
be?
I have hope. We just broke our meetings. We're getting ready to start our stay program. So hopefully we'll have some good information in the morning.
Mike, what's your level of concern with Micah?
Same. You know, he's, you know, we'll see how he is in the morning. You know, these guys will be involved in the stay program here for the next hour and a half.
What was this? What did you have the players do today, Mike?
We game planned. We worked on Chicago. Did normal down and distance and third down.
Shane, are there things that you can do to accelerate the recovery process from certain injuries given a 4 day week as opposed to a 7?
I mean, you know, just everything that we do in our medical department and strength conditioning. So, hydration, you know, extra sleep, but everything that's legal. That's a joke.
Do you even spend time looking at yesterday's game because you don't have the time to?
Yes, I watched. I watched two segments on the plane last night, and I watched one before I came in here.
Did you get a feel for what Lacy did better or differently last night than Sinclair?
Thought Eddie played well. I think more importantly, he was given more opportunities. That's what running backs need. 22 carries. I thought he was decisive, and you know, I thought he ran behind his pads. I thought he played well.
What did you see from J.C. Treader?
J.C. did a good job. A little concerned when he went in there. We really didn't have a chance to, you know, have to stop and take some snaps, which was part of the decision for the timeout. But I really go by what I said, you know, after the game yesterday. We didn't change anything. We didn't make any adjustments. We just went out and played with our whole game plan, and that's a real credit to J.C.
Mike, did Eddie play well enough to regain his starting job?
We'll be in a 1-2 punch. We'll go through the week, and we'll see who starts first. But, you know, we need both Eddie and James. I mean, that's the way we play, and it was great to see Eddie have some success.
So often you talk about a second-year jump, but in his third year now, Dayton Jones is appearing to really come around. What have you seen in practice that let you know that this was coming at all?
Well, you know, Dayton's done good things, you know, splash plays and so forth. What's held him back is his consistency, and that's what he needs to continue to work on. So I think moving him around, getting to some of the things we had talked about earlier in training camp and so forth, now you're kind of seeing those opportunities come to light. You know, he's taking advantage of that.
Winning a road game against a really good team like you did, what can that do, big picture, do you think? It's been a while since you've
been. Big picture? Yeah. We play here Thursday night. I mean, it was fun. It was fun in the locker room. It was a fun ride home. You know, but the reality is, you know, when you get up in the morning, it's all about Chicago. So, hey, they're a heck of a football team. Very, very impressive football team on tape and even, you know, on the field yesterday. So the Vikings are a good football team that will play here and, you know, what, 4 or 5 weeks. So, but we're on to the Bears.
As you move on and look ahead, obviously, on a short week, were you able to identify certain things from Sunday that you did well and maybe have been lacking over the past few weeks that you want to continue?
I think the best thing we did yesterday was we covered up our mistakes, and that's what good football teams do, and we need to continue to do that. First part is we need to try to eliminate or keep our mistakes to a minimum. That's one thing we can learn from the Vikings game. We had some opportunities we let go, made some mistakes, but I thought the energy, the pursuit to finish, and the hustle, the intensity really covered up those things.
Mike, what's the biggest thing that stands out with the Bears from the first time around?
Improvement. I think the Bears have really improved. Just going through the tape last week, and we started our game plan process on Friday, and you just see the efficiency has gone up in all three phases. So I think the video is definitely better than the statistics. So this is a much improved football team.
Have you, over the years, you've played in a lot of Thursday games, have you learned anything about just the physical, the ability for their legs to come back, when that typically happens, and have you changed kind of stuff over the years with that?
We've improved over the years. This is different for us. This is the first time, you know, we're playing the Thanksgiving game, you know, at night and at home. So that adds a little bit to it, you know, because we've pretty much we're going to Detroit every other year to play on Thanksgiving in my time here. So, you know, the first 24 hours is important. So you learn to do different things within that. And I just give, you know, our medical staff, our strength conditioning, and Adam, our nutritionist, they do a lot of good things, and our players buy into it. And, you know, in recovery doesn't really start, you know, after the game. It's, you know, there's things you can do leading into the game too.
Mike, maybe this is just totally worth nothing, but the fact that it is a 7:30 game, and normally when you had played Thursday, it was noon. I mean, 7 hours, does that matter? Does it help you at all, or is it?
Well, it really matters with, I don't think it matters in the health, I guess, to answer your question, but I think it matters on what you do at that time. You know, one thing about playing in Detroit, I mean, you got up in the morning, you went and played, and I think everybody prefers that. I mean, night games are fun. It's great for our fans, and I mean, it'll obviously be an incredible environment, you know, having Brett back for his retirement in Bart Starr. So, I mean, just the whole environment's going to be great. But, you know, nighttime games are a little tougher on the players because you don't have to wait around all day to play.
Hey, Mike, in that same vein, what does that mean to be a part of this whole thing with obviously what everything Bart's done to try to be back?
I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, event, you know, surrounding our football game with the Bears, and we got to stay focused on the game, and our players will. But I mean, this is obviously a very special time in the Green Bay Packers history, with Bart coming back and just the excitement leading up to it. You know, obviously Brett Favre's retirement of his jersey number, and you know the fact that you'll have, you know, Bart Starr, you know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, you know, together for a moment, I think will be obviously special and unique.